This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Cecchi today on this Memorial Day weekend. We have a giant show for you. My first guest is a friend of mine and a real patriot. Lee Greenwood will be joining us on the show. And then later on, Joe Montana will be here, and he'll be talking about the National Memorial Day concert that's coming up on Sunday. It's a great show. Lovely model and actress, now author, Kathy Ireland will be on the show, along with Bob Eubanks. Remember Bob from the Newlywed Game? He's going to be here to talk about a new venture he has. Next hour, a country legend, my buddy Mickey Gilley, will be joining us. Mo Mandel is a comedian that has a new show, and it's called Small Town Throwdown. We'll be talking about that. And then some ideas for Memorial Day eating with Chef Chris Scott. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi today. We'll be right back. Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of the history's most iconic war vessels as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, a perfect balance of naval action and strategic gameplay. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, the thinking man's action game, at worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM, B-O-O-M.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929, or go to finestnone.com.
Can I gladly stand up next to you when the day hurts you today? But there ain't no doubt I love this land.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Cecchi today, and that is the voice of a friend of mine for a long, long time, Lee Greenwood. Hi, Lee. How you doing?
Ron, great to talk to you again. The last time I think I visited with you was at your studio in your house.
Right.
And it's great to talk to you again. I hope everything's good with you.
Absolutely. And I want to congratulate you because I just found out that you have become America's ambassador to the disabled American veterans. There are a lot of people in business and several in the entertainment business that certainly respond to the call of our veterans. But Lee is one of the top three, and congratulations on that. I don't even know who the other two are, you know, to be honest with you.
Well, I don't either, but I know that Tony Orlando and Gary Sinise and I are all American patriots that actually stand up whenever we're asked, and we are actually trustees for the Medal of Honor Society, and we're building them a new museum in Charleston, South Carolina to be completed in the next two or three years. But as far as being an ambassador for DAV, a lot of people may not recognize what DAV is or stands for. There's PVA, which is Paralyzed Veterans of America. There's the American Legion. There's the Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW. And then DAV, Disabled American Veterans. These are all wounded veterans physically who have been on the march to protect the other veterans who may fall by the wayside. The homeless, the drug addicts, the alcoholics, the divorcees, the depressed, the PSDCC, and all of the things that might affect a veteran to stop them from committing suicide. These 22 suicides a day are the worst tragedy we could have for a military veteran who has served this country.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I just lost a brother. We used to talk on the telephone all the time about the commercials that run about different organizations that help the veterans. And we just couldn't understand why the United States of America wouldn't and hasn't and don't really protect the most important resource we have, children and veterans. I mean, if there were no veterans, there'd be no yesterday, today, or tomorrow for children. I just don't understand why that isn't the first priority.
Yeah, well, I think most of it is about the Internet. It's about people moving on to what's the next news. It would really help that would actually embrace it more,
right,
and make it more obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons I've jumped in to be an ambassador for the DAV, to raise awareness of their mission and their goal. And for the next year, you'll see advertisements, me visiting veterans' hospitals across the country. On TV and radio, you'll hear spots about honoring the DAV and what it does. And hopefully that awareness will bring more donations, more funds, and take care of more soldiers.
Lee, anything we can do, you know we're in. Because, you know, all the PSAs, anytime you want to come on and talk about it, if you need an MC for a show you're doing, I'll do anything to hop on board this because it is so important. Those suicides every day by people who protect us, and a lot of people I see protesting and everything else has no clue why they have the right to do that, is absolutely one of the most embarrassing things that this country has, not taking care of these people that you're going to be addressing.
Yeah, it bothers me. And Ron, you've always been an advocate for the military. I will draw upon you when the time comes.
The fact is, all this work that Lee does and going to be doing as the ambassador for the disabled American veterans. You and I talked the last time. I don't know how you do this. You told me you were looking at slowing down. This doesn't look like a list of dates of a person slowing down.
Yeah, I think what it is now is that I pick and choose the dates I want instead of the dates that are always thrown at me. And I've always been a worker since I was 12 years old, and that's just kind of what I do. I don't know what I would do if I just slow down, sit around the pool, and occasionally get a phone call. I just have a nature that I want to work. And my 18-year-old the other day, I must admit, we went to Scandinavia for 2 weeks with my family, my two boys, my wife and I. And the international travel, of course, takes it out of you for about 2 or 3 days, keeps your feet on the ground again. But I wasn't home but 2 hours, and I went out with four more flights to different cities before I got back home. And my son said, I don't know how you do it. And I said, well, to tell you the truth, I am a little air weary, but I'm kind of like the Energizer Buddy. Give me about a week and I'll be fine.
In addition to being a great singer, songwriter, and guitar player, Lee is also a tremendous sax player. I mean, when you were here the last time, you did the instrumental version of God Bless the USA on a very unique sax, I might add.
Yes. That's my soprano sax, and of course I play all of them. When I fly, I generally don't fly the soprano, but if I do my Christmas shows, you will always see me play that one.
Lee, one of Billboard's 100 greatest country artists of all time. He's had so many big awards, CMA, ACM awards, Grammy awards, top male vocalist. Also, geez, something like 7, 8 number one hits, 38 singles, including songs like It Turns Me Inside Out. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And, of course, penned the song God Bless the USA, which, you know, I still think should be our national anthem.
Well, I'm proud of all of our history. Our discography stretches back to 1980, and we began releasing music. But in those days, it was considered the real country, the real mellow country that a lot of people swung over to when they were tired of rock and pop. But, of course, now all kinds of formats have blended together, and country music today is pretty quick. You won't see or hear too many ballads anymore.
No.
So during that time of those romantic songs that I released, and there was probably 10 or 12 of those, most of them were very popular with people who first became country fans and then became a fan of us. So I'm grateful for all that.
And also honored with the Congressional Medal of Honor. When you were here, the children's book was just in its infancy. In fact, it was going to be released like in 30 days, okay? And you gave me a copy of it, but not the final copy. I went out and got a final copy. I have two grandchildren, one a little boy and a little girl. The little boy is 3 years old. He loves that book. I've been wanting to tell you that for the past 6 months.
Well, thank you.
He loves that book, and it's called Proud to Be an American.
It's a children's illustrated book, and it was so penned and so drawn so that we would actually interest children of that age. And where else would you get a better idea of patriotism than through a book when kids are first experiencing books and the fantasy fantasy world that they get from reading it and learning how to read. So it's great for grandparents and parents alike to teach their kids a little bit of patriotism through our book.
And by the way, it's available in stores and on Amazon called Proud to Be an American. You did a great job with it.
Well, thank you. The education is a tough thing. You know, it has to educate the masses. And I understand the procedure of America and its education. We have two boys. One's a senior in high school and one's a senior in college. And their education from the very beginning came from us reading to them.
Sure.
So if your parents are listening to this broadcast, read to your kids early. Start just before they're a year old and read till they read to you. And once they get reading to you, then they're on their own. But that early reading makes them understand so many things, not just colors and numbers, animals, geography, but also lessons of patriotism, respect, perseverance. And so you'll get that from early reading before they get into novels and then basically something they really personally like.
When you talk about how old your boys are, I shudder because I remember when they were born. Unbelievable. Now, again, the Disabled American Veterans campaigns, including Keep the Promise, Thank a Vet. The bottom line is there's a whole bunch of tour dates, and you can find out where Lee's going to be playing between now and the first quarter of next year on LeeGreenwood.com, and you can follow him on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. He's one of those knowledgeable guys on the web. And I must again repeat that if you want to get involved, the website to go to is www.dav.org. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lee, like I said, I could talk to you for hours. I really am so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that you're now the ambassador for the Disabled American Veterans. Thank you for your service to not only the music business, but to the business of veterans. And that's a huge accomplishment to be able to be in that position and steer that kind of hope and help to our veterans that you're doing as the ambassador. Good work, Lee.
Well, thank you. We'll have some more up-and-coming news that I'd like to talk to you about within about a month. A Lee Greenwood collection of home goods is being broken. We did that in Atlanta at the Mart recently, and that national news will break shortly. We can talk again about that. In the meantime, watch for our ads with DAV and go to my website to see what we're doing, LeeGreenwood.com.
And I will tell you this. I still get a standing ovation by doing God Bless the USA as the last song. What a great way to get a standing ovation for a guy that doesn't deserve one is when I do that song.
Yeah, you do deserve it too, Ron. You're a wonderful guy.
Okay. Lee, thank you so much. Tell Kim I said hello, okay?
God bless. Thank you, Ron.
You too. One of the nicest guys you will ever find, Lee Greenwood, the new ambassador for the Disabled American Veteran.
And I'm proud to be.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. There's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest has been on our show in the past, and I first met him several years ago. I had dinner, my wife and I, with he and his beautiful wife in Washington at the NAIF Foundation, the National American Italian Foundation. He's a terrific actor. He's so talented, and he is a fellow Paisan. Joining us right now is Joe Montagna. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome back to the show, my friend.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Even though we have not seen each other in many, many years, I will tell you this, that I see you about six or seven times a day because my wife is absolutely obsessed with Criminal Minds. You know, from morning to night, she's seen every episode. When she found out that the 15th and final season was coming to an end, I thought she was going to, like, go into shock. It was terrible. But she loves what you do, and I can't blame her. You're a terrific, prolific actor.
Well, thank you. I want you to applaud her good taste in viewing.
I know. I'm sure she'll appreciate that, too. I got your picture hanging on the wall with you and I at the NAIF several years ago. But let's talk about a very, very entertaining, serious, and patriotic thing that you and Gary Sinise are part of so many times, and that is the National Memorial Day concert that's going to be held Sunday, May 24th, and it's going to be, of course, on PBS from 8 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Just a boatload of talent. We'll get to that. But, Joe, how are they going to do this year? Because I know they're not doing it on the West Lawn of the Capitol.
Right. You know, we had to be imaginative, as many people had to be. But what we've done is Gary and I got together under very controlled circumstances with a skeleton crew and basically recorded some ins and outs to put together for basically a best-of show. In other words, we've been doing this concert for over 30 years. This will be my 19th year, and Gary's been with me, I think, 17 of those years. And so basically it's a collection of some of the greatest moments we've had over the course of this concert. I think it's going to make it for a very special show for a lot of reasons. So, and then we've got some of the talent who've recorded some new things back in their homes and people have been doing nowadays. So basically it's you know, a collection of different performances, different segments of things we've done in the past, a couple of new things, you know, sprinkled in. Be on PBS, as usual, you know, on the 24th. Because of the technology nowadays, you know, things are accessible, you know, other ways. So people see it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Right.
We're back in the saddle. You know, from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, people should check their PBS listings for the, on the 24th.
So, Joe, the backdrop then, because of the segments that you're using, are still the backdrops on the West Lawn.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in other words, it'll be interesting because they'll probably see when there'll be cutaway shots to the West Lawn, depending on the performance, some of them will be from, could be as recent as last year. And then some of them will go back, you know, some years prior. And so you'll probably be able to see, you know, different crowds on the West Lawn at different intervals at different times, different years. And I think it's going to make for a very special and interesting show.
One of the great things about a show like this is the fact that you can use footage like that because it's evergreen. It'll last forever. It doesn't make any difference. Who doesn't want to hear some of these great songs? And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the guest list is phenomenal. I'm just going to run down the tip of the iceberg. General Colin Powell will be there. Soprano superstar Renee Fleming, Trace Atkins, our good friend Mary McCormick will be joining him. The National Symphony Orchestra, led by Jack Everly, Lawrence Fishburne, Sam Elliott, co-hosted, of course, by Gary Sinise, and our guest Joe Montagna. You know, this is a really patriotic event, and if it doesn't bring tears to your eyes and an emotion to your heart, boy, you're a stone. There's no doubt about it. And I understand it's also going to be streaming on different platforms, right?
Yes, exactly. I mean, as I said, they'll be able to get it on Facebook, their website, you know, pbs.org, National Memorial Day Concert, to be able to find it, the video on demand. And they'll be able to get it right up until June 7th.
Oh, wow.
I'm looking forward to see it. It's going to be the first time I'm going to be able to see it,
yeah.
Actually. And so I'm looking forward to seeing it myself.
I think you'll like it. I think you'll like it, Joe.
It is a special night here.
Well, you know, every year when it's done, it's, of course, a tribute to our military and our past and present and future, as far as that goes. This year is featuring a very special tribute, in addition to the military, to the American heroes on the front lines of this pandemic crisis that we're having, including the active military, the National Guard, Reserve, veterans, Gold Star families, first responders, doctors, nurses, grocery clerks, truck drivers, postal workers, people who are heroes but not necessarily in uniform.
Exactly right, and I think people will be surprised to see that we have a whole multitude of special guests. We're going to be have recorded these little shout-outs that are going to be sprinkled throughout the 90-minute program.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine with the concert being as popular as it's been over these 30 years, we've got some pretty high-line kind of people who were very anxious to be part of it and wanted to participate in some small ways, and it's just doing a 15-second kind of shout-out.
Sure.
And there's going to be a whole collection of people that I think people are going to be very impressed and surprised and grateful to see.
I'm anxious to see it. You know, Joe, I mentioned it briefly in the introduction about, you know, being so talented and doing a lot of projects. I have to apologize to you, my friend, because I could not run down the litany of productions that you produced, starred in, were involved in, and still be able to catch the show on Sunday, because it is an endless list. It's staggering. And, of course, your most recent, David Rossi and Criminal Minds, which went into its last season. I couldn't help but note that, and I've known this for a long time, that you have, you know, played different stars on stage, like George Raft, Fidel Castro, Dean Martin. Dina Martin always tells me that you're working on a new project with her about a Dean Martin movie. I was always kind of excited, and I know he was too, with my friend and former partner, the late Joe Esposito. You played Joe in an Elvis movie, the one by Kurt Russell. I think Dick Clark produced that, did he not, Joe?
That's right. It's like that. I literally started my career with that role. In other words, I've been an actor already for close to 10 years at that point, based in Chicago and in New York. When I moved out to California, the very first job I got was playing Joe Esposito in the movie Elvis. And I got to meet Joe, and which was a thrill, and him being a fine guy from Chicago, as am I. So
yeah, right.
That was a... That performance would be special.
You know, we'd go out to dinner or come over to the house, and he would brag more about the fact that Joe Montagna starred with him than he did about being Elvis's best friend. He said, tell a story about Elvis. Well, let me tell you a story about Joe Montagna before we get to Elvis. So, okay, he was really delighted with that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, Joe was terrific.
He was a great guy, there's no doubt about it. Well, we're going to be watching the National Memorial Day concert coming up this Sunday, the 31st year, unbelievable, May 24th, from 8 to 9:30 Eastern Time, on PBS, and one of its co-hosts is our dear friend and a really talented man, Joe Montagna. Joe, do me a favor, though, okay? Please don't visit us just once a year. Anytime you want to come, well, I tell you something. We love having you here, and we'd love to have you come back if you want to even talk about the latest thing that you're doing or just talk about your 53 Buick or 49 Buick or whatever year that was.
47.
There you go. Gosh, I love that car. Gosh.
47. That's right. Still have it. That's right.
A beautiful car. Joe, join us again soon, okay? And we'll be watching.
I will. Thank you so much, Ron.
Thank you, Joe. Joe Montagna has been our guest. Class act. No doubt about it.
My pleasure, Ron. Thank you.
Okay, Joe. Nice talking with you. Stay safe.
Thank you.
And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state will get back up and running soon, but it will be in a methodical way.
We've been talking about reopening and how we proceed with reopening. It's been different in different regions all across the state. We have criteria all across the state that applies to every region. There is no variance in the criteria region from region. There is no political difference. There is no local differences.
He has also announced that people can gather in groups of 10. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says restaurants can offer curbside service.
We know that this relies on our individual actions to keep our distance from people, to wear a face covering, to wash our hands.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, every once in a while, we deviate from our mundane appearance-looking guest to bring in a real beauty. I shouldn't say that about my other guests. They're probably going to be complaining like crazy, but it's true. Our next guest is not only talented, she's beautiful, and we're going to be talking about a lot of things, including a new novel she has out called Fashion Jungle. Joining us right now is Kathy Ireland. Hi, Kathy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm great. How are you today?
I'm doing fine now that you're on the show. I think everything's going to work out real well, copacetic. It's going to be good now that you're here.
Thank you.
You know, I run down, before we talk about the book, so many things that you have done in a remarkable career, not only in front of the camera on television and, of course, on so many covers of magazines, including something like 13 or 14 covers of the one that all the guys look at, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition, and not only so beautiful, but also a very, very good business person.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you so much. It's a privilege. Most of my work is behind the camera. I was with Robin Roberts last week, and she was asking. She's like, "You've been on Forbes more than Sports Illustrated. How did you do that?" And you know, I work with an incredible team. Many of us have been together for 30 years. Our Gen Z and millennials, they weren't born when we started, but a lot of hard work. We love what we do. Our brand is about being of service, and this new book is something that we really hope will really be empowering.
Well, that's good. Now, of course, everybody knows of the Kathy Ireland Worldwide, which is a great brand. I love going into stores just to see your picture on all the women's clothing there. That's really nice. But tell us about Fashion Jungle, because certainly this is not the first book that she has written, but it's the latest.
This is my my first go at fiction, at a novel, and I've partnered with Rachel Van Dyken. Rachel is a number one New York Times bestselling author. If not for Rachel, I never would have brought these stories to the public in such a way. It was not part of my plan. A colleague introduced me to Rachel, started sharing the stories from my life, and Fashion Jungle is... It's a composite of characters. It's a tribe of four women who come from very different backgrounds, different situations, but they all are seeking to survive the jungle. Dynamic careers, their love lives. This story is rooted in romance. There's also danger. There's political intrigue. It's a thriller. There's murder. There's real life things that take place in this industry that many people aren't aware of, because what we see is the glossy, retouched image of the photograph. But what goes on in the underbelly of this industry is shocking. And I believe, you know, Rachel and I strongly believe that people need to understand their value and put boundaries in place to protect them. And it's a very cautionary tale.
Is it more fun to write fiction, or is it more difficult? Because in fiction, you can make anything happen. It doesn't have to, you know, resemble the real life, and you can just spread your artistic wings. Sounding a little bit like Barbara Walters here, Kathy, I'm very sorry. I'm getting way too artsy.
Question. And this is, I mean, Rachel is a genius at this. She's written, I mean, nearly 100 books. And she's got an enormous following, and getting to know her, I understand why. So our collaboration, I was sharing with Rachel real life events that happened to me, to girls I knew, worked with, roommates, and Rachel was able to take them and make these characters that are a composite of real people, including myself. I'm not one actual person, but you'll find bits in different characters. And to really tell the story in a powerful, compelling, entertaining, and truthful way.
Now, when you and Rachel were writing this, way back in your mind, were you thinking that this could be a screenplay?
Oh, Oh, my goodness, Ron. I mean, that never entered my mind when we started writing this. I was even just struggling with the concept of a novel, really? Could, and Rachel's like, we've got a great story here. We really do. And she earned my trust. I don't trust easily. Rachel earned my trust very much. I am a visual person, so I mean the characters, they come to life. She's written them in such a beautiful, dynamic, truthful way.
You know, I got to assume though that something that is the collaboration of someone with your background, your name, and your visibility, and you know, as I mentioned before, authored 13 books, and Rachel with over 80 books, ranging from anything from romance to the paranormal, it would be something that I would assume that somebody in the film industry would recognize as being unbelievably successful. And you've had a lot of books that have focused on faith and motherhood, and I understand that you started, I didn't realize this, the Kathy Ireland Mentor Program for Single Teen Mothers back in 1990, just one of many things that you get involved with as far as charities and nonprofit organizations dedicated to a lot of things for children.
Thank you, Ron. It's a passion of everyone on our team, and we're grateful to be able to be of service. The Mother Mentor Program is something I'm passionate about, and it's critically important. And this fashion jungle really touches on many aspects. I don't want to give things away,
but it
touches on a lot. And I have the privilege of serving as the International Youth Chair for the National Pediatric Cancer Foundation, as well as an ambassador for the Elizabeth Taylor AIDS Foundation. Our vision at our company is teach, inspire, empower, make our world better. And everything that we do, it's got to fulfill that vision. And we believe this book does. It is a cautionary tale, and we hope it to be empowering to people. No matter what business you work in, whether you work in agriculture, business, fashion, entertainment, whatever, there are opportunities for exploitation. We need to have our eyes open and be aware.
Yeah.
And recognize our value and not compromise.
Well, I tell you, well said, and a topic that is absolutely imperative in today's society. I failed to mention that you have been named the National Honorary Chairman of the March of Dimes Walk America for several years, an organization that I'm very close to, and I thank you for the work in there. I don't know how you do it all, Kathy. I don't know how you run this, you know, huge business, write a great book like Fashion Jungle, involved with so many charities. You are the perfect woman. You know that, don't you?
You are very kind. There is no such thing. many days I am a disaster. Anything that does go well, it is keeping my priorities in order. It's my faith, my family, and then being of service through our work. The minute those are out of order, I'm a disaster. And I work with an incredible team, just an amazing team. And it was a joy to work with the March of Dimes. That was many years ago. I'm grateful for the good things that they do and some extraordinary organizations that we get to work with today.
Well, that's great, and I thank you for all that you have done. But just do me one favor, Kathy. Actually, do me two. Please join us again sometime. And secondly, don't ever mention to my wife if you run into her what I said to you, because I tell her the same thing.
Please give your wife my very best regards.
Okay, and it's Fashion Jungle, out right now, a new novel by the very lovely and talented Kathy Ireland. Kathy, don't be a stranger here. Thank you so much for joining us, and good luck with the novel and everything that you do. You deserve the best.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron.
Ah, boy, what a lovely lady, really. Unbelievable talent and, geez, good looking. During Sports Illustrated Swimsuit's 50th anniversary, this was back in 1989, the cover that was awarded at that time was the greatest Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover of all time by its publishers. That's unbelievable. She's been at Boy Meets World, The Larry Sanders Show, and cover of every major magazine. In addition to Sports Illustrated, of course, she has been on Vogue, Cosmopolitan, Forbes, and a very successful businesswoman, being the chairman of Kathy Ireland Worldwide. And I'd like to remind everybody to visit our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. You can hear our latest show on demand 24/7, and if you hit the Facebook option, you and I can become friends on Facebook. I also invite you to visit seggisings.com, seggisings.com, and there you can learn about our 15-piece orchestra and where we tour in your area. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
And we are back. Live all across the USA and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. I don't think that there's a baby boomer out there in our audience right now that doesn't remember that song. And joining us right now is the man that we're going to be chatting with right now. We haven't him on the show in a long time, far too long, our friend Bob Eubanks. Hello, Bob. How are you? Welcome back.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I apologize for playing a song that everybody knows but is only the tip of the iceberg when it comes to your career. I mean, everybody has, you know, one benchmark that really impresses everyone, but man, your career has gone on and on and on since that little 250-watt radio station in Oxnard.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I was a disc jockey at the number one rocker in L.A., and sometimes you're judged with the people you run with. I wasn't a very good disc jockey, but I was there with Casey Kasem and Dick Biondi and Wink Martindale, and then me, Bob Eubanks, the little twerp from Oxnard. You know,
I wouldn't put it that way, Bob. I really wouldn't. I would love to run down everything that I have in front of me that you have done. And, of course, being in the business since I was a teenager, I can relate to a lot of this. And we and I have worked with some of the same people. It's amazing that somebody has been so influential in the music business as a promoter, has the same birthday as Elvis Presley, the same date at least. And we want to talk about some of that stuff, but I think what was really intriguing me is that you always reinvent yourself, bringing the Beatles to town or whatever the case may be. You have a venture that is very interesting. It's called the 60-Up Balance Board. What is that, Bob?
First of all, I've had a marvelous career.
Yes,
and
you have.
I've decided what I want to do now is to help people. I'm 81 years old, and I have a friend named Dan Metcalf who trains professional soccer players. He has 36 of them playing worldwide right now. And he said to me, "You're having mobility issues, aren't you?" And I said, "Boy, am I ever," because I had both hips replaced and back surgery.
Oh.
And he invited me over to his house to work out. And I went over there, and during the next month, he invented this board that is now called the 60-Up Balance Board. And I can look anybody in the eye, put me on a lie detector, I don't care. It changed my life in 3 weeks' time. I couldn't swing a golf club. I can now. I couldn't shoot hoops with my son. I can now. Go up and down stairs. Go for walks with my wife. And I don't walk bent over anymore. I walk straight up. And it's all because of this balance board. We saw a medical report the other day that says if you have good balance, you can extend your life expectancy by as much as 8 years.
Jeez, really?
It's a marvelous, marvelous project. If you have a loved one that's having balance issues, or walking bent over and head down, or if you yourself...
Bob, what do you do? How do you work it? Is it something you have to balance on? How does it work?
Well, it's a balance board, and the exercises that you do at the very beginning are very, very simple. But what you're doing is you're getting your brain and your body working together. If you walk along the road and your head is down, it's your eyes that are directing you where you go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You got to get your brain and your body working together. And the exercises, if you see them, they're quite simple. But they're also very intriguing, and you improve very quickly on the board and walking down the street. That's all I can tell you.
Nope.
If you'll stay with it,
mm-hmm.
and if you'll do what it says. And what you do is you go out every morning to 60up.com, and we have the whole exercise routine that will lead you right through it, too. I can't find anything wrong with this, man. It's just wonderful.
I wish I'd have known about that when I was a teenager. My brain and body didn't get together then either, so I should have been using it a long, long time ago. But I think it's basic knowledge that guys probably don't like to exercise too much. And everybody says, go for a walk. Well, you know, I'd rather take a nap. But the bottom line is, I sense that this isn't really a strenuous situation.
It really is not. You know, you can do your arms, you can work your arms,
really?
You work your legs. I couldn't pick up my grandkids, I can now. It teaches you squats, it teaches you everything. And we even have some professional athletes that are using it now. And it's funny, you know, when I go into a television show, we put the host on it, and then I can outshine the host every time. It'll change your life in a short period of time, man.
I'm going to give it a shot. Now,
well, that's what helped me, too. I had trouble getting up out of a chair, hanging on and pushing. Not anymore, man. You know, I have a young wife who is the number one wedding planner in all of Southern California. I'm very blessed in my life. My oldest son is 60, and my youngest son is 16.
Whoa.
And I got a couple in the middle there.
Yeah.
I'm now doing the things I used to do when I was 70.
Wow. When you were just 70, just 70 years old. You know, I got to have you back one of these days, Bob, to talk about your remarkable career. And you and I haven't talked in too many years. And I don't want to talk about, you know, the Beatles and everything else. But I noticed that you had made mention of something that was sent over to me, which I couldn't agree with you more, okay? And the question is, do you think the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame would consider your contributions to the music industry in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And I couldn't agree with you more. Unfortunately, you're not alone. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I've broadcasted from several times in Cleveland, is really kind of, I don't know what the heck it is, to be honest with you, but I don't know half those people in there that I grew up in this business. I don't understand it. I'd love to see you in there, but there's a lot of things that need to be in there, don't you think?
Absolutely. You know, when I started in the concert business, there were no concert companies.
Right.
You know, Dick Clark had his little group, went out on the road, but it was all new. And then I started a rock and roll PR firm because the rock and roll artists were having trouble getting publicity. And you know, I would be honored and thrilled if anybody ever contacted me about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But I did break some ground. I know I did. You know, I did the Rolling Stones, but these were Southern California dates. And then the whole drug culture came along from San Francisco, and I didn't want to participate in that. So I got out, and in 72, I went back into country music.
Right, remember that.
That's when I was with Merle Haggard and Dolly Parton and such.
For a while there, you handled Mo Bandy, too, I think. That's what we were talking about the last time you were on.
I was at Mo Bandy's theater Branson, Missouri, with a live game show.
That's right. That's exactly right. I remember that. Well, you know what? You should be in there, and we'll start a petition. How's that, Bob?
Oh, boy, that would be great. Please.
Well, go to 60up.com. It's the number 60up.com. Is that correct?
Yes, the number 60, the word up.com. Take a look. You can do it watching television. Anybody can do it. We have autistic people doing it. We have professional athletes doing it. But it was invented for me because I was having mobility issues. And I swear to God it will help you, I promise.
Well, Bob, I got to tell you, if you're going to suggest it, I'm going to look into it. And I hope that you can also use it while listening to the radio, not just watching television. Is that okay?
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Hey, Bob, do me a favor. Don't retire. You're too good at what you do. Bob Eubanks has been our guest. He was well known for the host of The Newlywed Game, but have done so many things since then. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
My accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today on this Memorial Day weekend. I want to thank my guests this first hour, Mr. Patriotism, Lee Greenwood, actor Joe Montana, talking about the National Memorial Day concert that's coming up on Sunday, actress and now author Kathy Ireland, and Bob Eubanks. Next hour, a country legend, Mickey Gilley, will be joining us on the show. Comedian Mo Mandel will be here to talk about his show that is premiering this week called Small Town Throwdown. Funny show, it really is. And then we'll end things out with some ideas for grilling this Memorial Day weekend with Chef Chris Scott. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi today. So stick around.